Our assignment for today was to find a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament and talk about that. One of the things that I've thought about ever since I was little and kind of wondered about is, why was it okay for people like David and all the judges and courageous men in the Old Testament for them to conquer their enemies, and then after Jesus came, we're taught to be non-resistant? And I used to really wonder why that was. But one thing Brother David has said was that really explained it good, was that before Jesus came, the Israelites had to fight to preserve the seed for Jesus. Because if they didn't fight, the other nations would have conquered them. It was a time when nations were just constantly fighting to get the upper hand. And if they hadn't been able to protect themselves, I mean, God could have saved them, but he used them to protect the seed. And that was not necessary anymore after Jesus came. We're supposed to try to preach to the other nations and save them instead of just conquering them.
I got a verse in Romans chapter 2, verse 29. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. And I think one difference that shows between the Old Testament and the New Testament is how in the Old Testament, God gave the Israelites a set of rules or a set of commandments that they needed to follow. But after Jesus came, he wants us to give God our hearts and not just go along with some ceremony, but give him our lives.
One thing I always noticed was that the Old Covenant always seemed pretty exclusive to it was for the Israelites, the children of Israel. They were supposed to, like Roger said, just preserve the seed for the promised Christ, and they were just, God helped them in many ways just to defeat all other nations. It was a lot about just trying to preserve them as a people, to keep them pure and holy, and they were dealt with very harshly if they were to commit certain sins and things. But then in the new covenant, the things got kind of flipped around, and we're supposed to spread the news to the whole world. Everyone is invited to follow Jesus, and the Israelites don't need to fight to try to keep that seed anymore, because it's come already.
Something I always noticed was that in the Old Testament they had to keep the rules perfectly. It was just kind of a mechanical deal. They knew all the rules, and if they disobeyed them or sinned, they had to be put to death. There was no, it seemed forgiveness was not a concept really in the Old Testament. But then Jesus came along and he taught about forgiveness and how, you know, when we do wrong, we can ask the Lord and, you know, he can forgive us. And just a complete different way of following the Lord, instead of just doing the things that we know we're supposed to do, just following the rules and pointing out, you know, other people disobeying the law too, and we need to just give them our hearts, and like Brother David has said, you know, we can forgive others because we've been forgiven since Jesus forgave us.
In the Old Testament, God had the Israelites clear out the sinners, and if, like the other said, if anybody sinned or anything, they'd stone them or put them to death. So to preserve the seed till Jesus came. But now, in the New Testament, we need to just love our enemies and do good to those around us to spread the news to all the world that Jesus is alive.
Back in the Old Testament, people were supposed to kill their own children who would turn away from God, and they were just supposed to fight for the good, and they were all trying, their goal was to be like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their three fathers. But then later, when Jesus came, they were all supposed to, we're all supposed to be like him and follow the way that he showed us.
In the New Testament, Jesus died for us, but in the Old Testament, people gave many sacrifices. One difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant is that Jesus made it so we can worship God by heart, mind, and soul, not just at a location. We no longer had to sacrifice to ask for forgiveness for our sins, because Jesus was the final sacrifice for all of us.
You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you do not turn away.
The New Testament is where we read about Jesus.